All right, it is February 22nd, 2018. It is Thursday night. It is about 8 p.m., and I am exiting Joshua Tree National Park from my, a few times a week I come up here for my hike, specifically to get away from cellular, radiation. Cellular tower and other line of sight transmissions. You can't avoid the satellite unless you're underground or have an RF enclosure, neither of which I have at this time. And here's what I want to comment on. There's a girl that I've been contemplating, and I had to take a break from it. I've written about her before, truly a subtle energy phenomena. Just a miraculous specimen, of course, physically beautiful, just beautiful girl, but electrically, electromagnetically, whatever it is, subtle transmission, psychically, she is just extraordinary. And there have been some times where our minds have been locked at night for like 3 hours straight, and I do believe that if she had the right partner, in terms of that partner's psychic abilities, Lord knows what the mind can do. There's so much that is hidden in terms of these psychic capacities. I mean, all I get is a sense of presence, a connection, and I'm always going for bringing that mental psychic connection to the heart and the solar plexus and the groin and the rest of the body. And that's really all I really want, is just a whole body communion. And if anything more happens than that, then hey, that's great. But in my opinion, there's no sense of going for broke or putting all your eggs in the basket of just the third eye point when, at the expense of the rest of the body. And so again, I'm just looking for a sense of communion, of grace, of immersion in this oneness that is existence. Having said that, she blew me wide open. I mean, there were some days at work where I was feeling ripped apart by the Wi-Fi, by the nearby cellular tower. I was breaking down. I was feeling irritable. I was having a hard time sleeping because we are having these daily interactions on the subtle plane that were amazing. But I was getting weaker, and that is the case. And I did try to communicate that to her at one point, in terms of what I said, but you can be overexposed and just not able to handle or ground or whatever the word is, that additional spiritual insight. And for me, it wasn't so much spiritual insight, and this has been the case for now, 20 some years. It's not spiritual insight that's the problem. It's the exposure, the sensitivity, the receptivity, the amplification of harmful man-made electromagnetic field. And so as I was opening up more, my nerves are becoming more raw and torn apart. And I lay a considerable amount of blame on just the fact that I had no potential to recuperate or to sort of solidify or heal or what have you. And so that was another reason why I've been making this push for at my house an RF enclosure. They're pricey. There's a number of manufacturers out there, but you're looking at 10 grand plus. But I'm having one fabricated And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But my point, though, is that in these, you know, and I told her that I'm not able to manage this psychic awareness right now on account of my sensitivity to cellular radiation. You know, and I think she bought it. I mean, it's my truth, and it's, you know, if she doesn't believe it, then that's, hey, you know what? You know, I don't need people in my life that don't, you know, don't support what's best for me. You know, it's not too far of a stretch that this is true, certainly given what she's capable of. You know, that this has to be at least considered as a possibility. Although I don't think it probably ever dawned on her that, you know, this psychic energy that I'm sensitive to, that sensitivity also leads me to be sensitive to other unseen energies. You know, it's not, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to at least posit that as a not just a possibility, but a likelihood. But, so my hope is that, you know, when I have this RF enclosure, you know, in the next few months, whenever I have it installed, that when I'm sleeping inside of this thing, that my nerves are able to calm down and heal. And that's really been the case, because I did reach out tonight. I haven't done that like this in a month. And I was pretty strong. I really believe that my like third eye area and that nexus of nerves near your forehead, I had blown a gasket. I mean, not only was she opening me up, but I was compulsively thinking about her, trying to maintain a subtle connection. And I just overdid it. I blew out some circuits and they needed to calm down, which meant basically a cessation of subtle communion, which, you know, given my lack of real ongoing verbal communication with her, it was, hard to, I needed to present the reason why I wanted to break off, because there were there were a few times where we were clearly, like, she was in my mind. Is that what's happening? I don't know what's going on. I think she's definitely more advanced than I am psychically. I don't know if she reaches out and enters my mind. I'm not able to reach out and get into her mind as easily. You know, she's she's the aggressor on this one. I'm just there, ready to rock and roll, and if she lays down the drawbridge, then we can commune. If the drawbridge is not laid down, I mean, I can reach out to her, and I've definitely sent vibrations to her, and then she's picked up on it. That's definitely been a number of times where I'm focusing on her, and then like snails mating, you know, you see the snails, their little white little tentacles come out, and then they intertwine. It's kind of like that. You send out your little tendril, your subtle tendril, and then that person senses it, and they kind of send out a more pronounced subtle energy, and then the subtle energy blends. And I try to bring as much of my subtle being from head to toe into that, and sometimes it's quite powerful. You know, I'm actually feeling like her merging with my body. I mean, that's where I'm trying to go with it, and when I'm on, it's pretty amazing. But in any event, yeah, you can get blown out mentally and psychically, and it took me, especially since I don't have really recourse to safe haven electromagnetically, I had to back off, and it's taken me, that might have been the strongest I felt tonight in some months, maybe 2 months. I mean, it's taken that long to heal. I did blast her with like a sexual yearning and think I masturbated one afternoon, and this might have been, it was New Year's Eve, and I believe she was down in Mexico, and the next day I felt not that strong, but a couple pulses of just gratitude, thankfulness, happiness from her. And I thought that was awesome. It's like New Year's resolution, you know, we're in each other's lives, and isn't that great? And I thought that was awesome. Anything else to say? Yeah, so I've described it. I don't know if I have an entry on it that I posted online. I will. I have quite a bit of information to share about this, but that time when my, or that series of times over that week's period where my pituitary gland and my thymus gland were making rapidly vibrating, doing various, you know, synchronization things, harmonization, and I mentioned that the rapid vibrations in my pituitary or hypothalamus, something like that, it wasn't my pineal, it was something more forward, were audible and rapid. I don't know, 100 times a second, I don't know what it was, but it was rapid. I'm not sure, 1/1000, 50 times a second, I'm not sure what it was, but it was rapid, and it was definitely audible. And so tonight, and this has happened several times in my seeking to psychically connect with her, there's a sense of like concentration in my third eye area near my forehead. And there's actually, it's a sense of muscular contraction. And there's no muscles up there. It's got to be some feature of whatever your brain matter is capable of. And so there's a sense of like, it's directional. I've read about sperm whales. Apparently they can go down, you know, 1,500 feet underwater, maybe more, I don't know, maybe it's quite a bit more, 1,500 meters, I think it's 1,500 feet, to go get squid. And the way they get the squid is they're, and I think this is what that oil that they were famous for in their brain and their head was used for, but there's kind of a vibration that they can create with their mind that's centered around the brain that transmits a sonar that's so powerful that it stuns these giant squid. And the squid is then immobilized, allowing the sperm whale to go and eat it. And sometimes you'll see these sperm whales with pock marks on them. You know, sometimes the squid is only partially immobilized, and then there's a fight that ensues. And some of these giant squid are large. I mean, you don't want to mess with them. They can bite. They can wrap their tentacles around you. You know, very long arms. I don't know how long. But the point is that I think that what the human brain is capable of in terms of psychic transmission functions... It functions as analogously or similarly to how the sonar blast works with the sperm whale. There's sort of a concentration at the mind and a transmission, because what I get a sense of is like an aiming. My hemispheres are like pressing down or pressing upon on a point, and I can kind of localize. I can definitely feel where that point is, and I can press harder upon that point, and I can shift it a bit, almost directionally, in terms of where I want it to go. And it's all through my mind and my aspirations and my visualizations. But I don't know if there's oil up in my brain that I'm using to sort of oscillate. I don't know how it really works, but it's definitely, it's most likely a gland that is vibrating. Oh, and that's what I wanted to say. In my decrepit state, you know, broken state, relative to where I was at age 29 when all this stuff was launched as like a newborn child into this hellish world, yeah, I had a series of clicks in my brain. I think I would say, I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure whether it was the pituitary gland that was vibrating rapidly, or the hypothalamus, or something even farther forward yet, closer to the edge of my skull. But I'm going to go with pituitary gland. I'm just going to say that's what it was. And it might be, I think it was back in there a little bit. And that's what my brain, my hemispheres are pressing down upon in my concentration. It's almost like you're furrowing your brows of your eyebrow, but you're doing it with your hemispheres. And the pituitary gland is active and it's vibrating when that happens. Because it's your concentration is sending a signal to it that, hey, you want to psychically connect with someone or something. There's some aspiration, some human being that you want to relate to. And so Bozo going down the grade here is a little dicey. So the hemispheres of your brain contract and they press upon a gland, the pituitary gland, and the gland under that pressure begins to vibrate. And for me it was and it was audible. Yeah, and I definitely, that's what I wanted to mention, was that it was most definitely an audible clicking sound from my pituitary gland as it vibrated. But it was, you know, as opposed to 50 times a second, it was just you know, maybe a couple times a second, and only when I was concentrating. I think overall tonight, maybe it only vibrated 10 times, and I concentrated pretty hard. Maybe it was 15 times. I don't know. Not much. But I want to say that that same principle was in action, and it has to do with psychic communications. And the clicking was audible. It was like almost like the sound of, well, some internal sound. You know, when sound occurs internally, it registers in your ears a little bit differently, but it was definitely a sound. And so hey, I'm psychically active, and happy to be along for the ride, as painful and as painful as it's been. As long as you're alive, you've got skin in the game, and you can help to turn this around, because there's a lot of negative forces rising up right now on this planet, and I think it's going to be hard to avoid a mass culling, and I have a feeling that people like me are, there's definitely groups that don't want the good guys to be around. I'm happy to be supporting a bunch of people financially that are truth tellers. You know, probably I support 25 different truth telling, you know, individuals or entities financially each month, and it's my pleasure. I mean, it's necessary. Yeah, I probably spend about $150 a month on people that are there with me. You know, I'm not alone. And, you know, they are fighting the same battle I am. In general, you know, we're all forces of good. And that's it for now. And I just hope that I'm able to sleep tonight, because I blew myself open. I opened up a bit more than I wanted to tonight. And it takes a long time to calm down from that. It really does. It overstimulates my entire system. And without EMF safe, without EMF quietude to retreat to, it's going to be really hard to get a calm, to achieve a calm baseline that I can, you know, with which I can sleep, you know, by which I can sleep, because I have definitely been, my sleep has improved. The less I've been thinking about this girl, the less I've been trying to establish a subtle communion, the better I've been sleeping. That is most definitely the case, and I need to have my physical wellness, you know. I almost like, you know, I can kiss all this psychic stuff goodbye, but, you know, I do want to keep it alive, but, you know, I just don't want to focus on it so much, at least when doing so costs as much as it does to me. Over and out.